Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 16, 2022. Sukkot, the end of the spiritual path. Sukkot is considered gladness, considered rejoicing Jethro, which is repentance from love, when sins become for him as merits. Baal HaSulam, Shemati 97. Waste of barn and winery. Sukkot symbolizes the end of the spiritual path when all the overcoming, resistance, all the problems we encountered on the path now lead us to repentance from love. All crimes turn to merit. All egoistic desires with all their transgressions will be corrected and will turn into commandments and merits. This is what the holiday symbolizes. It appears that we really took the waste of barn and winery and raised it over our heads. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 8, 2022. Sukkot. Faith above reason is boundless. Moses had several roles, but his main task was to bring the concept of faith and the method of connecting to the Creator to the people of Israel. Therefore, there is no other person, or rather no quality or task, that is more important than Moses. This is called the Torah of Moses, with the help of which we reach the purpose of our creation. The problem is that we do not understand what faith is, because it is not what people think. Faith is a force that draws a person to the Creator from below upward. Therefore, without faith, even the slightest advancement, even one step toward the purpose of creation, is impossible. Faith is a force that raises us from the below upward, from the desire to receive pleasure to the quality of bestowal. Faith is the force of the Creator. We should not underestimate the word faith, as if it is something minor. After all, it is the force of the Creator that a person acquires. Faith is a higher concept than knowledge, because faith is boundless. It has no limitations that can hold it. After all, faith is bestowal, the force of the Creator, which no one can stop. It is not limited by the kelim of the one who has faith, but only by those kelim that he acquired outside of himself. And outside of himself is infinity, the Creator, and people, and he himself is like a point. It turns out that the quality of faith is unlimited. This is why we must reach faith in order to feel ourselves in the same state as the Creator. It is impossible to imagine in any other way what spirituality, bestowal, love, and exiting oneself is. It is like going into outer space beyond the limits of gravity, where all the vastness of the universe opens before you. This is how the entire creation is revealed before us. And only the measure of faith that you have acquired limits the sphere of your attainment. Therefore, the quality of faith is the most exalted quality. It allows us to begin to feel ourselves somewhat like the Creator. It happens that faith contradicts knowledge, but Kabbalah teaches that all our knowledge is perceived within faith. To the extent that we can rise above egoistic desires, we learn the desires of bestowal and what kind of fulfillment can be inside them, as well as who gave us the desires of reception, the desires of bestowal, the screen, and the reflected light. Therefore, the study of Kabbalah and acquiring faith does not limit a person, but on the contrary opens him up. It is impossible to transfer faith from one to another or demonstrate it. One can only advise what to do to rise to a higher degree of faith. This is a quality that is revealed only within one who has acquired faith, since faith can only be reached above the reason of a person. To the extent that he himself makes efforts and rises above his egoistic desires, he acquires vessels to attain faith. This is how he builds the Creator within himself, and therefore he is called man, Adam, similar to the Creator, specifically through the force of faith. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2022. Yushpiz and Moses, Sefarat Netzach. The Sukkot holiday initiates the construction of the soul. The holiday of Sukkot symbolizes the beginning of the construction of the soul. The soul begins with the quality of the Creator, The quality of Abraham, which is called Hesed, bestowal, an open heart, where everything is directed toward love for the created beings and toward their benefit. But of course in this form it is impossible to reach the purpose of creation, because in the quality of Abraham there still is no quality of creation, no will to receive, which must be present in all this process. After all, it was for this desire that this process was conceived. We need to correct ourselves, because the thought of creation is to bring a person to the degree of the Creator, to adhesion and equivalence with Him. The quality of Abraham is not enough for that. We need to connect to it the matter of creation, to the will to receive. The quality of Abraham, Hesed, fills the entire space created by the Creator. Though the Creator wants to see all created beings connected with each other in love and unity together with Him. But so far there is no creation. Creation appears only after the birth of Isaac, the will to receive, which connects to the quality of bestowal of Abraham. Abraham and Isaac are opposite to each other. What is received from their combination is still not enough to reach the purpose of creation and complete adhesion with the Creator, but it is still a huge step that brings us closer to this. This is mainly due to the sacrifice of Isaac, which is the main action performed with this quality, with the will to receive, to which the second day of Sukkot is dedicated. The forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David are not people, but rather, they are the main spiritual qualities that exist in the system created by the Creator, qualities through which we can correct our souls. Every person also must go through all these changes within himself. First he must completely nullify himself in relation to the quality of Hesed. Then he must awaken his critical attitude a little and allow the will to receive to be revealed. Then he begins to combine the quality of Abraham, Hesed, with the quality of Isaac, Gvura, through faith above reason. This means that we use our will to receive only in order to establish control of the will to bestow over it. Only in this form do we allow ourselves to work with our egoism. When we correct it that way, the middle line will come out of this, namely Jacob. How do we make the left line in the ten obey the right? Everyone bows their head and allows the others to be higher. We compete to see who can humble himself the most. The one who is lower than everyone wins the most and rises above all. This is a competition in using will to receive for bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 4, 2020. Sukkot. Sukkot holiday, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob is the most important spiritual quality, and therefore he is called a forefather. Abraham symbolizes bestowal from the Creator and Isaac the revelation of the desire to receive in creation. Jacob is a combination of two qualities, bestowal and reception, the right line and the left, due to the inner work of a person. A person connects these two lines that come from above in order to become like the Creator. Man, Adam, means like, dome, to the Creator. Therefore, Jacob is the most important of these three, because these are qualities that are revealed inside a person to the extent of his similarity to the Creator. And that is why the quality of Jacob is called Tiferet, splendor, beauty, honor, meaning, the qualities of the Creator revealed within creation. It is through this work that a person becomes spiritual. We receive these two qualities from above, a good inclination and an evil inclination. A good inclination comes from the Creator, through Abraham. And the evil inclination that reveals itself in creation also comes from the Creator who created it. But the right combination of these two forces is realized thanks to human work, and we are obliged to do it. The left and right lines do not extinguish each other, rather, they emphasize each other. If there is a right line, bestowal, then it is allowed to awaken the left line, reception. And it is due to the fact that the left line is opposite to the right that it increases it and highlights it. Therefore, Jacob includes both lines and increases them. The miracle of proper spiritual work is that the opposite qualities stand out and increase even more, and each emphasizes the other. It is due to the fact that against the force of bestowal there is the force of reception, and against the force of reception there is bestowal, each of them becomes more vivid and important. The quality of Jacob is called Tiferet, splendor, because it combines two opposites together. When they combine in the correct form and increase each other in the middle line, it turns out in a person not as a simple sum of the right and left lines, but as a demonstration of each of its opposites and its exaltation. In our world there is just darkness and just light. But if we mix darkness with light, we get a lot of different shapes that cannot be seen either in bright light or in darkness. Our whole life is based precisely on the mixing of the left line and the right. If we want to reveal the Creator, we need the two forces bestowal and reception. By creating all possible combinations of one with the other in all forms, we will reveal the quality of the Creator relative to the quality of creation. Abraham is the desire to bestow, Isaac is the desire to receive, and Jacob is the combination of one with the other, the desires of bestowal and reception together. Combining these two qualities begins to grow each other and emphasize one another. As a result, the right and left lines are revealed in Jacob 620 times larger than they existed before their connection in him. It turns out that the correct combination of the force of reception and the force of bestowal allows us to imagine the force of bestowal against the background of reception 620 times more. It is due to the middle line that we increase the creation created by the Creator to the scale of the entire infinity light from a tiny klee, one black dot, in an infinite white light. As it is said that darkness will shine like light. And then we reveal the Creator in our klee and attain the whole light of infinity there. But this klee begins with a black dot, with a slight change in the light. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 5, 2020. Sukkot Holiday. The second day of Sukkot, Isaac, overcoming. The days of the holiday of Sukkot symbolize the stages of building the spiritual vessel, kli, that is, the soul, which includes seven sephirot. The three upper sephirot of the ten, Keter, Hochma, and Bina come to us from above because these are qualities of the Creator that He wants to present to us. From these qualities, we already build a special quality inside of us, based on the connections between us. Despite the fact that it exists inside the created beings, it is completely similar to the Creator and is pure bestowal. The 7 days of Sukkot are 7 stages of building the complete kli of our soul. It is when something that resembles the Creator is being built inside the matter of creation. This is the inner meaning of the holiday of Sukkot and in general our entire life and existence. Therefore, we need to study how to build our connection, our unity, from different, opposing forces. The first day of Sukkot is associated with the first quality that comes to us, from the Creator, which is called Abraham. This is the quality of the right line, correction up to the quality of mercy, that is, the desire for simple, unlimited bestowal. The second day, the second quality, is Isaac, who walks in the left line, in overcoming, in working with the will to receive in order to bestow. This is a different quality, which is opposite to Abraham. A person overcomes his egoism and wants to make his will to receive similar to the quality of Abraham, who is entirely in bestowal, and then from the right line he receives life, the force of mercy. How can we build these degrees of Abraham, Isaac, and so on? We are trying to advance in our connection so that it grows stronger day by day. Then everyone feels what addition they have received from a stronger unity. In this form, we gradually reveal what the spiritual sephirot and their mutual interconnection mean and what a spiritual partsuf is, which appeared as a result of the correct combination of these forces called sephirot. In essence, the spiritual partsuf is the intersection of the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of creation, of the will to receive and the will to bestow. From the two forces Keter and Malkhut, in the gap between Keter and Malkhut, all kinds of properties are born, all the forces and their connections with each other from which all the properties that exist in nature appear. People want to know and understand nature and to feel what it is, but they are not yet able to do it. All of nature consists of forces of reception, forces of bestowal, and their combination with each other. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 11, 2022. Yushpizen Isaac, Sefarat Gvura. The first guest of honor, Abraham. On the first day of the Sukkot holiday, we receive a new addition to our kelim, the clothing of the Sefirah Hesedinus, which is called Yushpizen Abraham. We are gradually reviving the body of the common soul of Adam HaRishon, which was shattered. And first of all we collect a spiritual part suf that is ready to receive the light of Hesed. Hesed is the highest quality that we receive from the head of the spiritual part suf, Sefirot Keter, Hochma, and Bina, therefore, it is clothed in us, first. We feel that a new state has come and brought with it a new spirit and a new understanding. It is given as a gift, we just have to expect it, wish for it, and ask for it. If I want to give to a friend, then I become worthy of receiving a gift. It is said that anyone who wants to get close to the Creator must first accept the quality of the right line, that is, the quality of faith. A group that seeks to unite must first of all achieve the quality of Abraham, the quality of faith. When the attribute of mercy reigns in all desires, it means that Abraham has clothed in them. It is said in the book of Zohar, there is no one in the world who can compare with the greatness of Abraham, who showed mercy to all creatures. The bestowal made by Abraham was the greatest, and therefore he is called the father of the people, the first of the forefathers. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 10, 2022. Yushpizen Avraham, Sefirah Hesed. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what do you think about quiet quitting? I think that employees are correct in demanding that they do exactly as their contract states, that is that our workplace buys a certain amount of time from us, and we devote ourselves to our employers during this time, and also that our employers have no hold on us, outside of that time. In some places, people give their all at their workplace, and in other places, they say, no, we're not slaves. We're willing to work for a certain amount of hours and get a certain amount of payment for it, and that's it. They want to feel that they live their own life, and it is a legitimate demand. In general, I see quiet quitting as a positive development. We each need to think about the meaning and purpose of our lives, and who we live with. These are important concerns for people. Based on the video Quiet Quitting, A Kabbalist's Response with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Medium published my new article, Tomorrow's World Relationships. A perfect match? A loving family? Happy children? The pressures of today's world create a grim reality where successful and lasting relationships are something of a fantasy. We cannot rely on the experience of elders since they lived in a very different world, so we have to find how to create meaningful and sustainable partnerships today. The key word in this search is connectedness, or rather, interconnectedness. Because the world is changing at an accelerating pace, it is pointless to compare today's relationships to those of our parents, or even to relationships of people a decade or two older than us. Each year, the world becomes increasingly connected, and a crisis in one place quickly spreads to the rest of the world. On the personal level, too, things today are very different from what they were a decade ago. We have moved from fast food to fast relationships, and brief has become our permanent state of being. To cope with the growing uncertainty and find direction in the emerging chaos, we need to understand where we are going. We are headed toward total connectedness and interdependence. It is an irreversible process. The more connected we become, the more dependent on each other we become, as well. Soon, We will realize that anything that hurts others hurts me, too, and there is nothing I can do to break my ties with the world. In order to cope successfully with our interconnected future, we must change the nature of our ties from abusive and oppressive to supportive and embracing. Since we already broadcast our thoughts, words, and actions to the entire world, we might as well broadcast positive thoughts, words, and actions, and help improve the world for ourselves and others. In a world that is connected positively, the family is the basic unit of connection. A reality where humanity is a mass of isolated individuals is unsustainable because there will be no connections between people and society will disintegrate just as any organism disintegrates into the smallest elements when it dies. Therefore, the family will be the basic unit where people cultivate positive connections. Since people are becoming increasingly individualistic, the family will be the place where people learn to embrace diversity rather than fight against people who hold different views. People will learn that just as our body exists thanks to different cells and organs working together for the sake of the body, different people who work together for the sake of the family enable the success of the family. From the family unit, people will take their lessons to the community, from the community to the city, from the city to the state, to the country, and finally to the entire world. The key, therefore, to successful relationships in tomorrow's world, lies not only in connections, but in connections between different people for a common goal, where the differences between them ensure their success and make their mutual dependence imperative, and even welcome. The Common Sukha in the Common Heart. A sukha is a structure consisting of four walls and a special cover, shh. Even three walls are enough because if there are the first three phases in the kli, then the fourth phase dalit is already being built inside them. The main thing is that there are three walls and a cover. A sukha reflects the structure of the spiritual kli, which is called nishama, the soul. We need to build this soul out of our common desires in the group, and then we will reveal the inner light, the creator, inside our correct connection. A person builds a sukha on the ground, that is, on the basis of ready-made material because the ground is always under his feet. On it he already builds a sukha, four walls and a cover from the waste of barn and winery, that is, from the remains of the production of bread and wine, which is food for a person. The structure of the sukha is similar to the way in which the qualities of a person are arranged if he wants to connect them and direct them to the Creator. Then he sees how his qualities are connected within him, Hochma, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod in order to form a structure within which he will begin to feel the Creator. We do not attain the upper light itself or the Creator himself, but only the impression in our desires from their fulfillment. When these qualities combine in different forms, we begin to feel what is inside them, and thus reveal the Creator. Each Sephirah begins to shine. If we try to bring the desires between the friends in the ten closer in order to connect them with each other, then inside their connection we begin to see that this is not just our egoism, but desires capable of bestowal, unity, and love. These desires can be influenced by the upper force, that will create such forms and types of connections and qualities from them that were previously unknown to us. We see what connection exists between our unity and the qualities that we can reveal between us, in order to feel and attain the force that is above us, according to the equivalence of form. The walls and the cover of the sukha are different desires connected with each other in every possible way. If we manage to build the walls of the sukha out of our desires, and everyone is ready to make of themselves a column or a foundation for a common structure, that is, our connection, then it is already possible to build a roof over them. To be a column means to be a support for this structure, to support it with all your strength so that it stands and serves everyone. We are building our common home together so that not even one movement goes to someone's personal benefit, but only for all of us, together. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 9, 2022. Sukkot. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, cajoling Jew haters does not abate anti-Semitism. Earlier this week, I wrote about the new report by the policy planning think tank Jewish People Policy Institute, JPPI, that revealed the depth of anti-Semitism on the left and how dangerous it is. In that post, I intentionally left out the most troubling part of the report, which it defined as Jewish communal disunity. Our worst enemy is not this or that person who hates Jews, our worst enemy is our own hatred for each other. According to the report, much of the Jewish establishment urged the Biden administration to make the adoption of the IHRA definition of antisemitism a national priority, in line with most Western countries and the official policy of the UN. However, while this was happening, key progressive Jewish groups lobbied the administration against its adoption. Moreover, Jewish anti-Zionists play increasingly prominent roles in left-wing policy and discourse arenas. During the Spanish Inquisition, our worst detractors and persecutors were former Jews. In the 1930s, there were German Jews and Jewish organizations that joined the Third Reich and fully endorsed its racist ideology and policy against Jews. There have always been Jews who joined Jew haters, thinking that by doing so, they will save their skins. It has always made things worse for the Jews, much worse. In fact, the majority of arguments that anti-Semites use against Jews come to them from self-hating Jews. They provide Jew haters with ammunition in the form of arguments against Jews, advise them how to use it against Jews effectively, and chant along with them their venomous slogans. Self-hating Jews portray Jew haters as victims in order to justify their anti-Semitism, their violence against Jews. Hoping to win the hearts of our enemies, anti-Semitic Jews become more sinister and malicious toward Jews than any non-Jew anti-Semite could ever be. Gentile anti-Semites feel a visceral anger toward us. Jewish anti-Semites make hating Jews an ideological issue, and ideologies are those responsible for genocides, not gut hatred. I can understand the hatred of some Jews for their own people. It is not easy being born into a group that is always held responsible for everything that is wrong with the world. However, joining the ranks of the detractors does not relieve us from our duty. On the contrary, it only deepens the haters' loathing and makes them more aggressive. The only cure to Jew hatred is for Jews to care for one another. The gut feeling of anti-Semites that the Jews are responsible for the problems in the world is correct, but self-hatred among Jews does not save the haters, it exacerbates the hatred of non-Jews. The fault of the Jews is not that they are harming the world on purpose, but that they are divided, contrary to their mission, to be a model of unity. There is a reason why our Hebrew ancestors conceived such sublime notions as mutual responsibility, charity, mercy, and loving others as ourselves. They not only envisioned these ideas, they also tried to live them out. When they succeeded, our nation thrived; when they failed, our nation suffered. Possibly the worst anti-Semite in American history, Henry Ford, inserted many phrases in his anti-Semitic compilation, The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem, which seemed to contradict his anti-Jewish narrative. Among them is this intriguing statement, "Modern reformers, who are constructing model social systems, would do well to look into the social system under which the early Jews were organized. We, too, must return to our roots, to the ideology that had fashioned us into a nation. We must strive to love each other above all our differences and all the hatred that may surface between us. Only when we unite are we a model nation. Therefore, only when we unite does the world embrace us. Any division among us, for whatever reason, aggravates anti-Semitism because division among us contradicts the calling and mission of our people. The gut feeling that anti-Semites feel will change from hate to love no sooner than when we rise above our division and unite despite our mutual abhorrence. For more on anti-Semitism and its history, read my books, New Anti-Semitism, mutation of a long-lived hatred, and the Jewish choice, unity or anti-Semitism. Asking the Creator for help. Question: Your teacher Ravesh wrote that one should pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. And this work should be in joy, as if he had already been awarded spiritual knowledge. How can you ask for such a thing? What should we do with regular requests that automatically arise within us? Answer: If a person aims himself toward connecting with others, to love others, if he turns to the Creator in order to rise above his egoistic nature, he gradually succeeds. Comment: But it is against our nature. My response: Yes. That is why I said gradually succeeds. Question: Your teacher also wrote that man's sin is not asking the Creator for help. Had he asked, he would certainly have received it. It turns out that the only sin is not in doing some unworthy actions, but in not asking the Creator for help. Answer: Yes. Why didn't you ask? Question: Isn't it considered a sin if you have done something against humanity? Answer: You should have asked not to do such actions or have such thoughts or motives. Question: So if something has already been done, it is not a sin? Answer: There is an opportunity to correct everything. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, September 25, 2022. Not to resist changes in oneself. Question: A huge number of people have chosen to resist changes in themselves for centuries. Mostly, this is done by restrictions and isolation, as in some types of yoga, self-isolation of countries, etc. What happens to a person or people who limit or isolate themselves? Is this also a change? Answer: It is a certain kind of change in worldview. But at the same time, a person must understand what state he is in. If he has fixed several of his coordinates, then accordingly, the whole world will be fixed in him in this way, and he will no longer feel himself in a moving, changing world. Question: Is that good or bad? Answer: This is a question of relativity. Do I want to live in a world that moves according to some laws of my own, or do I want to make changes to these laws? Do I wish, if I can, to stop the movement of the world, to stop myself relative to the world? That is, there are many variants here, however, all of them do not yet rise above the level of philosophy. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. The purpose of prayer books. Question: On one hand, there are a huge number of different prayers for certain days of the year, certain seasons, and holidays. On the other hand, Kabbalah says that you should ask only one thing: for the Creator to give you his own property, the property of bestowal. Why is there so much writing about this? Answer: In principle, we do not need anything else, only to master the properties that the Creator possesses. Comment: So, there would be one line: I ask you to give me the property of bestowal and love, and that is it? My response: Indeed. But in order for a person to understand what he is really asking for, that he is in this prayer, he needs a lot of words. Therefore, all thick books with prayers are designed to properly set a person up for a request. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, September 25, 2022. How to manage pain. Comment: We know that empathy is the ability to feel the world of another as our own. We are literally capable of feeling someone else's pain. Psychologists claim that if we experience empathic pain for a long time, we often become emotionally exhausted. This happens to firefighters, those who work in emergency services, etc. They say through empathy we come to feel the pain of someone else. However, we also feel the pain of someone else through compassion, but in that case, we can handle it. That is because compassion comes with love. That's the whole difference between the two. My response, correct. Comment. The official definition of empathy is the ability to identify with the emotions of another, but compassion is defined as sympathy for the suffering of another. My response, it is like stepping into the world of another and feeling his experience. Question, how can we facilitate this within ourselves? As I understand if that feeling was fostered, we would live as though in a different world. Answer, yes, we would nurture it. I think that it is possible. We are just not involved in this process. Generally, people at the age of 13 to 14 can fully resonate with another person's suffering. And they would then need to be further educated on it. Comment, that, of course, would drastically change the world. My response, of course, no doubt about it. Question, so, is it possible to nurture compassion in a person? Answer, the understanding of compassion for others can be taught so a person may understand how to handle it. So much so that through this compassion for another, he may share another's suffering by taking it partially upon himself and in this way neutralize their suffering. The fact that you neutralize it by engaging with him, sympathizing, and being compassionate, you gradually break up his suffering into a number of smaller parts and by doing so, bring him relief. Similarly, you can bring the whole world into balance and to an inner state of being you can call blissfulness. Question. So, shared compassion among all the people on earth will lead to a state of blissfulness in the world? Answer. Yes. That's exactly what we have to achieve in our connection. Otherwise, we have some very serious problems ahead of us. This is because the ego continues to grow and the upper light is revealed in relation to the ego even more. Meaning, we are going to feel greater pressure in relation to our ego such that if we don't find a way to unite and share all of that among ourselves, we won't be able to tolerate it. Question, is compassion essentially the basis of what you mention all the time, unity, connection, positive thoughts, and good connections? Answer, yes. Practically speaking, it's not even compassion. It is the division of all the huge suffering. The opposites of a huge desire and a huge light that should fill this desire, and the absence of an intention not for yourself that allows you to fill the desire with light. Question. So it can only be filled if my intention is for the sake of others? Answer. Yes. This is why we need this balance here. All this can only be realized if we learn to be compassionate, to divide the difference between absolute fulfillment and absolute emptiness amongst every person. Obviously, nobody will be worse off in this case. But if we want to divide it this way, the difference itself will disappear. That is the whole point of this remarkable quality of unification. Question. And at this point, is it correct to say that the state of blissfulness will come? Answer. Yes. Then this feeling of the contradiction, impossibility, and an inner cry turns into a quenching, into something beyond corporeal, into pleasure. At that point, there is no difference between great pain and great pleasure. Though they connect. Question. And what does the pain become in this case? Answer. Pleasure, because you have balanced them out. Question. That is very elevated. Answer. That's how it works at a higher level. Question. Is the pain given to us, to turn it into pleasure? Answer. Yes, of course. Question. And the greatest pain, as a result, turns out to be the greatest pleasure? Answer, yes. If you know how to balance these opposites, you get pleasure. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, June 6, 2022. Point of the center of reality. Question. Does a person exist in a kind of suspended state because there are no defined points of support for him? Answer, it depends on which point of support he is looking for. The point of support can only be the center of the universe or at least the center of the galaxy. We need to find a point to lean on, as Archimedes said. Question, can we call it the point of the center of reality or the point of truth? I am just trying to find something for a person to lean on. Answer, This is the point of equilibrium when everything is calm, everything is in order, and everything is balanced. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, September 23, 2022. Michael Laitman, on Quora, should one try to strengthen or eliminate one's ego? We first need to understand what our ego is, that it is our innate desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature. Since it is given to us, by nature, we should not eliminate it, but we should rather invert it so that instead of destroying our relations by each of us, trying to step on each other, we instead learn how to enjoy by serving each other. Our ego naturally makes us wish to suppress others, to position them in ways that we derive self-benefit from them and that we control them. We can thus also do the opposite, to use this lever in order to serve and fulfill them. Nature gives us a key example on how we can enjoy by serving others, a mother toward her children. A mother is willing to work around the clock to serve her children in order to see them grow up happily. However, if we share no familial relations, then we have no such relationships with each other. We are not connected to others in such ways, so other people detach from our cost-benefit calculation. We thus need to bring ourselves to a state where we feel that humanity is our family. We then have to relate to everyone similarly to how we relate to our families. In such a way, we will gradually be able to come closer to understanding why nature created an ego in us, and how we should work on ourselves in order to invert it from a negative into a positive form. It might seem far-fetched because most people cannot even deal with the weight of their own problems in their personal and family lives, so how are we expected to deal with the problems of the whole world? Yet the moment we start relating to humanity as to one family, we will suddenly feel ourselves gain a new strength, which will fill us with understanding and the sensation of how to conduct ourselves in ways where we will get along with each other optimally. It is as if our intellect and emotion will then suddenly work in ways that are mistake-free. Such an inversion in consciousness takes place because we invert the force that divides mine from others, and then everyone and everything appears as belonging to oneself, as a single system. Moreover, we gain a clear perception and sensation of the higher force of nature that drives the system, a form of love, bestowal and connection, and balance ourselves with the trajectory of that very force. Based on the video, should one try to strengthen or eliminate one's ego? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Laitman.